What's up, guys? Welcome to the broadcast. So I've had this episode video in my heart to do for like 2 or 3 weeks. And so I'm doing it. Here it is. All right. The chile. We'll talk about that in a little bit. But these are different, I guess someone say denominations. I'm going to say units of purchasing power. So, guys, what most people don't understand in the world is that there is a war, and the war isn't between countries. It's against the people, the bankers against the people. So who really establishes these nations in the first place? These global banks issuing bills, issuing dollars, whatever you want to call it. And right now, as you guys can tell, they're trying to trap everyone in debt and switch the world to some form of e-currency. However, that's not working because many nations are saying, hey, we're not in on that. We're going to separate and we're going to gold back our dollar. We're going to oil back our dollar. While America is standing around acting like nothing's going on here. Our dollar is fine. So we need to diversify. And I tell people, and guys, don't get mad if I talk for a minute. I want to explain this for people who don't understand, okay? Guys, just like you have a spare tire in your car, in case one of your tires blows out or pops, right? Well, same way with a dollar, you need backup in case the dollar pops, right? And it's on track to do so because they keep printing it out without any restrictions. Okay, so I'm not an economist, but I do feel like if we were to take some steps, I'm going to teach you how to make these things. If we were to take some steps and some responsibility and invest in things that actually have value, we will beat the bankers at their own game. All right, so what we have here are, like I said, this is about 100. This is like 3.5 ounces, 4 ounces. This is a 1/2 ounce. This is maybe 8 grams, this is 5 grams. Okay, so these have purchasing power. I don't know any business owner. I've actually been testing this and asking business owners, hey, do you accept silver? And they're like, what do you mean? And I'll be like, and they're like, yeah, of course. And they're like ready to sell me everything for something like as small as this. They think it's worth hundreds of dollars. Most people don't realize this is maybe $5-$10. All right, so we need to diversify, and we also need to have things like seed and production of food. You can't just have this and think that you're okay, because you're going to eventually need to buy some of this and plant it. So you might as well get some of this while you're at it. Now, say they roll out an e-dollar and nobody, or a lot of people don't have this, they're going to say, oh man, they got me. The bankers got me. Now I got to switch to this e-dollar. They have to have consent. They can't just make you do it, all right? If they try to make people do something, it's gonna backfire badly. People are gonna find out who's behind it. It's not gonna end good, so they need consent. They need to put pressure on people so much so that they consent. So just decide now you're not consenting to some e-dollar because that's a mess. Hackers all around the world can bring that stuff down. AI can bring that stuff down. Digital coins. AI can bring that stuff down, guys. They can even bring it down with a simple power outage or government restriction. So, but if they roll out a dollar, I'm gonna say, hey, well, you know, I guess I'm gonna buy some more seed and plant that. And then once you have food, I did a video, guys. It's which is more valuable, seed or silver. And I proved that seed, gram per gram, pound for pound, is more valuable than silver. So most people are like, ah, silver, but actually seed is more valuable if you look at the current prices. I did a video, and this is like $900 worth of seed if you break it into packs of seed, and this is okra. So we should be more mesmerized by this, but shiny things. Anyway, so these are universal. You can trade this basically with anybody for anything when dollars begin to struggle. So I just want to show you guys what I did here. Let me pause this real quick. And I'm back. So what nobody really taught me how to do this, but I went on Amazon, I bought this thing. And there were a whole bunch of like bad reviews saying, oh my gosh, it's so small. And I was thinking, that's a good idea for it to be super small, because if we're making giant pieces of giant bars for a loaf of bread, how are you gonna do that? But you know, I could take this and say, hey, let's weigh this out, have your scales ready. And we should all be carrying some scales to weigh this stuff. That's how we can transact. All right, and I've already talked with business owners. You should talk to business owners in your area, farmers in your area, and say, hey, would you be willing to trade this for this? And you'll find out that most all will. So get you one of these from Amazon. I also got one of these because you can fill this to the top and it makes almost a half a pound of silver. And that's how I make these larger ones. You can weigh them out, like 100 grams, 90 grams, whatever you decide, and then melt it. And then I just got this right here, okay? And you just take one of these, boom. Okay, this is map gas. And the thing you need to know about the nozzle. So I'm giving you guys a lesson here. This is very important, but see this nozzle? That is about a little bit bigger than quarter inch tube, I'd say. But in America, I actually was in America not too long ago, and I bought one of these because I was going to make some arrowhead molds, right? We got this casting thing to sand cast your imprint, an arrowhead in there, and then you pour the silver in there. Didn't work though, because the map gas they sell in Home Depot comes with a nozzle that is about a half inch. And so when you turn it on, it sounds powerful, but the flame is so dispersed that it doesn't melt silver. You can stand there all day, and we did stand there for hours trying to get a piece like this to melt. But if you get the smaller nozzle, it's more directed, no problem. Okay, now the next thing that you're going to need is some of this borax. And after time, you can have really pure silver, but it'll still get a little film on top when you're roasting it. And you just take a couple sprinkles, throw on top, and it seems to clean it up very nice. I mean, you can see these things are very, very shiny, okay? 100%, not 99.99. We call it Silver 1000 here in Nicaragua. Now, I'm doing this video, guys, because imagine if everyone had, you know, 100 ounces or 200 or 1,000 ounces all divided up like this. Imagine if half the population had that. Well, we would be able to save the other population by giving them jobs and saying, hey, thank you for your week's work, bang. And people say, well, that's only, you know, half an ounce. Well, what's half an ounce gonna be worth if currencies collapse? Some people say that an ounce will go up to $1,500, okay? So start thinking. It's a stupid thing to hold on to just paper bills. So this is how you beat the bankers. If the bankers want me to get some sort of e-dollar, sorry, come and make me, come and try and see what happens. Not gonna happen. And also at the same time, guys, you need to be good with personal protection of your assets. I have a yard full of dogs, which helps, a pack of dogs. But also, you guys know, stay protected, stay armed, and then have people in your network that you trust in, and have that network established where you know who you can trade what for what, who is producing what. Guys, I have a podcast. It's called Kingdom Business Lifestyle. You can also go to kingdombusinesslifestyle.com. I've been talking about this stuff for a while, but I also have a course called Solar Prepped, and that's very important too, to produce your own energy. Right now, all this that I'm doing is running on solar. I have, you know, battery bank and panels producing power all day. I don't remember how much it produces, but it's enough for me to run my whole office without any power from the grid. My bill was $2 for 2 months. So guys, yeah, that's the other thing right here. Share this video out. This seems like a simple, silly video, guys, but it's not going to be so silly if the dollar collapses and you're sitting on a bag of these things. What can you do? Say you have some land, you can hire workers and help them to have a wage, hire security, help them to have a wage and have food, provide for their family. And in essence, what we could do if enough people did this is we could switch from the bankers having power to the people having power by producing their own units of trade, right? Because that is the goal. The goal is to get the world to switch back to the forms of currency that originally worked. And guys, while bankers or leaders have control over the money, they're gonna control the people, right? Leaders are supposed to be leaders by example, not slave drivers. We gotta understand that. Kings, leaders, presidents, they're not slave drivers, they're leaders. Okay, they're strong examples to the nation, not slave drivers by using fake paper currency. All right, that's enough. I hope you enjoyed the video. Now go watch my video, which is more valuable, seed or silver? All right, and you can find me, kingdombusinesslifestyle.com. Bye.